This is a Bekiyas recording for Tainus Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, but we're starting from the very bottom of Yud Beis Amid Beis. We're in the middle of discussing the extra fast days that the Chachamim were gozer if the first three fast days were deemed ineffective because it didn't yet rain. So we're starting from Hichi Avdi. How did they do it? Meaning, how did they arrange the fast day and the second set of fasts? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Mitzafrad Palgadi, Amar Ma'ayinin Bamile Demasa. From morning until Chatzos of the day, they would investigate the local issues, meaning try to think about their actions and see what they could improve upon. Mikan ve'elech, rivedi yoma karina besifra v'aftarta. For next quarter of the day, they would read from the Torah and Aftorah. Mikan ve'elech bo'inan rachme, and then they would daven for the rest of the day. Shenemar v'yakumu al amadam v'yikru besefer Torah Hashem Elokim revias ayom revias nisvadim mishtachavim l'Hashem Elokim. So we have a pasuk which supports this type of activity. Now moving on to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Epoch Ana. So he says, I would do the opposite. Rather, I would do that the first half of the day we would lean from the Torah and read the Haftorah and Davin, and then the rest of the day we'll talk in Yanei Tshuva. So Gemara says, Lo Sol Kadaitech. Nah, it's not, don't think that, it's not correct. Dichsiv, because it says, Ve'elai ye osfu kol charid bedivrei Elokei Yisrael. Almal Hagola the Gomer, right? And so he says that this is the people are going to get together and they're going to discuss what they've been doing wrong. And then it says Uksiv, and then it says afterwards in Sefer Ezra, Uve Minchasa Erev, Kamti Mita'anisi, right? I got up in the afternoon and I got up from my fasting, right? The Ephrasa Kapi El Hashem, and I stretched my hands to Hashem, meaning that's when I davened. So first we talked about, right? We got together and we talked about what we were doing wrong, and then we davened. So that's, we follow the way that Ezra lays it out, and therefore we do it in the order that we do, that we first talk about in Yanim that we're doing wrong and talk about how we're going to do tshuva. And then the second half of the day is when we do Kriyas HaTorah and davening. Amar Afram Bar Pab, Amar Chizda, Kol Shehu Mishum Evel, anything which is included in Avelus, Kigon Tisha B'Av Ve'Evel Asur Bein Becham Bein Mitzon. Right? So he says, anything which is similar to Avelus, like Tisha B'Av, so we do it like Avelus. Ve'Avel Asur Bein Becham Bein Mitzon. An Avel is not to wash himself in hot or cold water. Kol shu mishum tanug, anything that we're just trying, no, we're not trying to mourn something. In Tisha B'Av, we're trying to mourn something. So therefore, we don't allow washing neither in hot or cold water. And anything which is because of tanug, anything which is because we want to prevent getting enjoyment, kigon tainus tzibur, like these fasts that we're talking about over here, b'chamin asur b'tzonein mutter. So that's only asur to wash in hot water, but you are allowed to wash in cold water, meaning that if the reason you're fasting is that you're mourning something that happened in the past, then we don't allow you to wash in anything, just like an avil. If the goal is to daven for something better to improve in the future, so then you're just trying to not get pleasure, so then we say you can wash yourself in cold water, but you're not allowed to wash yourself in hot water. Amar Rav Idi Bar Oven Afanan Amitarin. I have this in a Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, V'noal in a Samer Chatzaos. They lock up all the bathhouses, so you see that they weren't allowed to wash themselves in hot water. Amar Le Abay V'ibetzonein Aser Sochren Esanaros. So he says, wait, if you're not allowed to wash yourself in cold water, so they would have locked up all the rivers? meaning if it would be usher in cold water also, they would have to block off all the rivers. So it's not really a raya one way or the other. So Rav Shisha, Breder Rav Idi, Rav Idi, Abba Hachi Kashali. Right, this was the question that he had. Nichti, let's see. Tnan usher brachitza. It said you're not allowed to wash yourself, and then it says Noel in Esamer Chatzal Slamli. So why do you have to lock up the bathhouses? So it must be that what it means is you're not allowed to wash yourself in hot water, but you are allowed to wash yourself in cold water. The bathhouses represent this halacha that you're not allowed to wash yourself in hot water. Lema Masayale. Maybe we can bring a riot to this. It says Kol Chayve Tavilos Tovin Kedarkom Vein B'Tisha B'Av Vein B'Yom HaKippur. A person who's tamei and has an obligation to go to the mikvah is allowed to go to the mikvah on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur b'mai. What kind of mikveh is he going to? Ilema b'chamin. If you're going to say that he's going to a hot mikveh, like our fancy mikvahs where they heat up the water, b'chamin, tula b'chamin, mi ika. What? So he says, are you allowed to wash your, go to the mikveh? When the Torah says you have to go to the mikveh, they have hot water mikvahs. In those days, the bathhouses were all she'uvin ninhu. These are all bathtubs. They're she'uvin. That's the only way they were able to heat up the water in those. They didn't have fancy hot mikvahs the way we have a whole apparatus set up to heat up the mikveh nowadays. Elalav, it's sonane. It must be they're talking about going to the mikveh in cold water. V'chayve tefilos in a shachrin alo. And you can be medayik from there that on on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you're only allowed to go to a cold water mikveh. You're not allowed to go to a hot water mikveh. And everybody else wouldn't be allowed to even go in cold water at all because they have no chiyuv to go to the mikveh. So that was the attempted proof that on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to go into any water, even cold. Whereas on a regular Tainus Tzibur, you're allowed to go into cold water, you're not allowed to go into hot water. So this was the possible proof. So now we're going to reject that proof. Amar Rav Chana Bar Katina, lo nitzrucha ela lechamei Tiveria. No. We're talking about the hot springs of Tiveria. In that case, you're not allowed to go into it. It's hot water and it's a natural mikvah. You're not allowed to go into it. Yeah, a seifa. Yeah, but let's see the seifa. Amar Rav Chanina, skana konem kidei, kidayu beis elokin ala abed alav tevila pamachas b'shana. He argued, says, no, we're mourning the beis hamikdash over here. We can lose out one tevila per year. It's no big deal. And if you're going to say that you could possibly wash yourself in cold water, let him just go to a cold water mikvah. Obviously, all they're talking about cold water, and Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim still holds its usher. So obviously, cold water is usher on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And that's teaching us the chilek, that cold is asr on Tisha B'Av, but cold is mutter on the rest of the fast days. Amrav Papa, no. He says, ba'asr de lo shchiach tzonein. It's the type of place they don't have cold water. They only have the hot water, the mikvah. Fine. So that's the rejection of any proof one way or the other from that source. Tashma, coming here, another possible proof. Kisha Amru, asr b'malacha. When they said in our Mishnah, you know, do malacha during the fast day. Lo Amru, ela b'yom. That's only the day. Avo b'layla mutter, but at night it is mutter. Kisha Amru, asr b'nilas ha-sandal. Lo Amru, ela b'ir. And when they said, you know, not allowed to wear shoes, that was only in the city, meaning when there was ground that or floor that was paved. Avo b'derech mutter, but on the road it's mutter. It was unpaved roads. You don't have to hurt your feet. Ha ketzad, what is this? How do you do this? Yotze l'derech noel nichnas l'ir cholitz. You put on your shoes when you get on the road, and then when you get into the city where the floors are easier on your feet, then you take off your shoes. Kisha amru aser b'rechitza. And when they said in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to wash yourself, lo amru ela kol gufo. That's only talking about washing your entire body, taking a bath or a shower. Avo panav yad v'raglav mutter. But to wash up your hands, your face, your feet, that is still mutter. B'chein atamotzi b'menuda uva avel. And this is the halacha as well with a person who was excommunicated and an avel, a person who was a mourner. Both have to treat themselves in avelos. So my lav akulhu. So when we said all these qualifications, where they're not talking about all of the cases, uvemayaskinan. What type of water are we talking about? Ilema bechamin. If we're saying hot water, panav yad v'ragla misharu. What? An avel is allowed to wash himself in hot water. Rav Sheshesh says an avel is not allowed to put his finger into hot water, meaning you're not allowed to get any of the pleasure of hot water. It must be talking about cold water, and yet we still say that you're not allowed to wash yourself in a bath or a shower, but you are allowed to wash up. So we see there that in the Mishnah's case of the fast days, which were compared then to a case of avel, you're not even allowed to bathe in cold water. That seems to be the raya. So Gemara rejects the raya. Liola b'chamin. We are talking about hot water. Kakashalach v'chein atamotzi b'menuda v'avel. And when it says these are the rules also for a person who's an avel and a menuda, a person who's excommunicated, asha orakoy. That wasn't talking about the rules of washing. That was talking about the other rules. So it's not a raya one way or the other. Tashma, coming near another raya. Amar Rav Abba, hakohen mishum Rav Yosi. Hakohen. So Rav Abba says name Rav Yosi. Maisu umesu banav shel Rav Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. Right, there was a story that the children of Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina died v'rachatz bitzon in kol shiva. He washed himself in cold water all 7 days. So you see that you are allowed to wash in cold. Hasam no kishitachbu avelav who. Right, so he said this was a case where the avel was just so difficult for him. The avelus was so difficult for him, as we have the following brace. The Tanya tachvu avel avalav ze achar ze. When you have back to back avelus, And it was so difficult. How long are you going to go without bathing at a certain point? So hichbid saro, make a batar. So your hair is growing because you can't cut your hair because you're in avil. So then you can cut it with a razor, meaning you cut it in an abnormal way. Umachabes kesuso b'mayim. And then you can wash your clothing with water, meaning you didn't wash it with soap. So I'm Rav Chizda b'tar, Rav Alob b'misparayim. You can wash it, you can cut your hair with a razor, but not with scissors. B'mayim v'lo b'neser v'lo b'chol. And you can't use what they used for soap in those days. Ashes and sand. I have no idea how ashes and sand help clean your clothes, but apparently they do. So Amar Rava, Avel Mutter Lirchotz Bitsonin Kol Shiva, Mididahave Abisra Vachamra. So now comes along Rava and adds another halachic statement, and Avel is allowed to wash himself in cold water all 7 days, similar to the case of meat and wine. Right, so we say that the meat and wine is considered on a level of tanug. Rashi says hein kitzonin; they're on the same level as washing in cold water, and therefore, in those cases, it would be mutter to eat that. So too, we say it's mutter for him to wash himself in cold water those 7 days.